This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Okay, we're here on the second best radio show on the earth. Take a guess what the first one is, but I'm not going to tell you. I'm here with my co-host, Todd Kuenin, my good friend, and behind the glass, three-time Emmy Award nominee, I hope sometimes four-time nominee, and not a winner, Cal Hunter, our producer. Welcome, everybody. We're enjoying a wonderful winter wonderland here.
Yes, of sorts. By the way, Fred, did you start building the ark in your backyard? Do you need me to bring over anything? I could bring the cats, two by two. Actually, I got three of them.
And, I got three of them,
and they're all neutered, so I don't know that's going to do much for the propagation of the species.
Yeah.
But they're cute. Yeah, wet weather. Holy Toledo.
Yeah, we like it wet, though. We need the wet weather in the West here, so we're excited to be here. Denise Dirks is off gallivanting around, so probably listen to us to make sure we do our job. If you want to call in, 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. Those of you who listen to the program know that we are only the second best program in the state. Actually, in the United States, the whole United States. And actually, I think they can listen to us live on Canada. I think we got we got someone from Canada tweeted in one time a while back.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about.
The only place where they can't get us is probably North Korea.
That's true. Todd, why are we the second best?
Well, we're the second best because we're always second fiddle to the alien shows.
Alien shows.
You know, but speaking of alien shows, it just occurred to me, that's how my mind works, who was the first person to walk on the surface of the moon?
Well, it was Neil Armstrong.
Yeah.
I thought it was a trick question, so I didn't answer.
Well, no,
Guy Jules Verne or something?
Yeah, yeah. well, okay, so who was the first person to either walk on the surface of the moon or walk on the surface of the Stanley Kubrick conspiracy-inspired movie set? But if you take Neil Armstrong, and his name is Neil, last and initial A, and then you reverse that, it spells alien.
Hmm.
Neil A. backwards is alien.
Do you have any alien music or something? You should have, Cal, you should have been set up for alien.
I wish I would have known, but instead I do have a perfect sound effect for this.
Okay.
Which is what you hear when you're out in the middle of nowhere just before the Neil A. backwards arrives.
Exactly. And I have a brother named Neil, but his last name is Hunter, of course, so that would be alien.
Alien. It was at the Arabic invaders.
Alien.
We start off bad and start getting worse.
Yeah,
that's the thing
that
I wonder about. We do talk about the law here. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Remember, we have to give this disclaimer, which is do not seek our counsel to go to court. In other words, Todd Kuenin, Fred Penny, Denise Dirks, and the sometimes person who shows up, Chris Rodriguez. Do not go to the court and say, Fred said or Todd said the following, because you know what? The court is going to look at you and go, we know they're wonderful, famous radio show hosts from Radio Law Talk. However, we do not use them.
Can you see how that would work? That the judge is sitting up there. And what's your authority for that proposition, Mr. Plaintiff? Todd Kuenin said so on Radio Law Talk. Yes, ruling for the opposing.
Yes. If it were Denise, we'd buy it. But.
Yeah, yes. No,
actually, the judge could do this. It was Todd ruling for the other side. Yes. He wouldn't even get to the Kuenin.
Wouldn't even get to the last name. Just, brother.
So go get a local counsel, and if you want to see or read exciting disclaimers, go to www.radiolawtalk.com. It is the most exciting read you'll ever have, especially late at night when you can't sleep. Forget the no-dos.
Are you serious?
Not the no-dos, but
it's a non-toxic way to induce drowsiness.
Yeah, forget the NyQuil is what I'm trying to say. Today we're going to talk about the Washington Post. I'm going to call it kind of apologize after getting hit by this massive, was it $350 million lawsuit?
If that's an apology, I am a Chevrolet Impala. Now, I know exactly. I'm a big fella, but...
I told you kind of an apology.
Yeah, right.
And it's actually in a little... they wrote it, what part? In the editorial, little editorial.
Yeah, so they bury it, and then they send out a little tweet, but they sent
Anybody who has children, anybody who has been a child growing up in a large family and has seen the scenario where the parents say, now say you're sorry to your brother. I'm sorry. That was it.
except they didn't really say, we're sorry. Yes. They really said, well, you know.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
Kind of. You know what? We're also going to talk about animals in airport. This is becoming more and more controversial. There was an actual pit bull that tore in, I'm going to say it, tore into a little girl's face. And it was supposedly, they're claiming that, you can probably see, we're politically neutral. You see which way I'm already leaning. You know what? What are we doing? What are we doing? And let me tell you a quick story. My grandson is allergic to cats, and I know you love cats and dogs, and he actually, I believe he carries an EpiPen, or my daughter carries an EpiPen.
That might explain the skepticism with which he looked at me the last time.
Actually, that doesn't bother me that people have cats and dogs, because we actually have dogs. They're outside dogs, and actually, the last one just passed away, and they lived a full life.
Todd has a kitty.
He does. And we got on a plane, and someone with an animal sits right next to my grandson. And they said, I'm sorry, but he is deathly allergic to dogs and cats. And you know what they told us?
Tough. Deal with it.
You're going to have to go on the next plane. Basically, my grandson was
going to get bumped because of
this? Yes, the animal. Yep.
What?
And I got this close to saying, okay, do I make a big deal out of this? But I'm not trying to make a, you know, I'm on radio. We're on radio all across the land. But really? Really?
See, if you stand up for yourself at all in a situation like that, then you're the next person that shows up on some viral video with the folks coming in handcuffing you, taking off, and they only pick up the last part where you're outraged. It makes you look like the unreasonable.
No, where we're screaming when we're being dragged off, right? Do we have that clip where we're screaming?
Are you
while
asking
we're being
if
up?
I have this clip?
I don't want to take the next flight.
Okay, text us at Radio Law Talk.
That's Fred. If you listen really close, you can. But he has an EpiPen.
Guess what? They took peanuts off. Why, ladies and gentlemen?
Allergies.
To because the people have allergies. Okay, but what about the kids and the people who have allergies to pets? What's the rule there?
Well, there's a greater threat of a lawsuit from someone over the Americans with, quote, Disabilities Act, unquote, than there is bumping someone to the next flight. That, to me, is the message that they're putting out to you.
All I got
to
say is we're going to talk about animals in the airport and that they are starting to make change. I think they're in a catch-22. And jumping on the airline side and the airports, they're in a catch-22.
Absolutely.
And it's going to take a massive lawsuit probably when someone has a allergic reaction to an animal, and maybe there's going to be some consequences. And I'm not saying it. I just wonder when this ends. And so we're going to discuss that.
Yeah, and in anticipation of that, I want you to think about this. Start your brains rolling. What is the big deal about air travel? Why is it that when an issue happens and arises in any other mode of travel or any other type, we can deal with it like rational people, but the minute an identical issue arises in conjunction with air travel, people just lose their
freaking mind. I'll tell you why. Because you're trapped.
Yeah.
You're trapped. Like if you're on a train, okay, let me off the next stop. You can't get off the next stop. You know, if you're in the air for the next 8 hours on a long flight, you're stuck. You're stuck. So anyway, we're going to talk about that. We got other things going on. We're going to talk about a popular TV series, Bones lawsuit. We're going to talk about Seinfeld Porsche lawsuit. R. Kelly's having some issues. South Africa lawsuit about a resurrection. That is going to be the best one. You can't miss that. And finally, Harvey Weinstein. He's trying to get a female lawyer. I wonder why. He needs the
soft.
Apparently, it's the softer side of his team is what he wants. So we're going to be back after this and talk more about all those things and a case or no case with Todd Nye. We'll be right back.
Stay right there. There's much more Radio Law Talk coming up on your favorite radio station and streaming live at RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
The best part of Radio Law Talk, by far, according to our listeners And welcome to the listeners out in Minnesota. Let's see, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Actually, it's Shakopee. Is that like a suburb of Minnesota?
I believe it is.
Shakopee, yeah. Suburb of Minneapolis, yeah. Or else St. Paul. I don't know which.
Yes.
Not familiar with the way they lay out those twin cities there, you know.
But I'll tell you what the people of Minneapolis want, Cal. They want one thing and one thing only.
Okay. Sunshine?
Case or no case. That's all they want.
It's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
I think Mr. Kunin thought they perhaps wanted something else. But at any rate, it's ironic that you bring up Shakopee, Minnesota, because our case today takes us to the great land of 10,000 lakes, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Nice.
Where a sheriff's deputy was censured by his homeowners association, or HOA, because he was a resident deputy and parked his sheriff's car in front of his house. You see, the HOA conditions prohibit work or commercial vehicles because they somehow pollute the look of the neighborhood. The deputy appealed, saying, how can a vehicle that makes the neighborhood appear to be safer by its very presence be a bad thing? The board insisted he had to garage the vehicle. The sheriff's department insisted it be out and available and easily accessed in the event of an emergency. So it was time to go to a higher court than the HOA. And so I ask you, Mr. Penny, I will start with you. And by the way, since Denise is not here, this will be, we have three case or no cases today. And Fred, you have a total of, let's see, 8, 9, 10 points. Mm-hmm. And you may wager, you may do anything you'd like with those points. You
can. No, I will not. We do not wager on.
Wager is not the word, but you can put them at Jeopardy.
At Jeopardy. So, let's do that.
Yes. Yeah.
At quote Jeopardy. Not talking about the Jeopardy that we know of.
But the game. No.
But here we go. So the answer is, I'm going to say it's a case. It's so logical. I know something like this happened, but it always comes down to whether or not Cal just read about this, and it's just something that occurred, or an actual case came about because of it. So I'm going to say it's a true story. I'm going to say it's a case, even though I might get nailed on that one. I'm going to say that the police win for the following rule. I don't know the rules in Minnesota, but the government and or police department are going to have exceptions. They have basically there's government code sections that allow them to do more stuff than normal, like a police car pulling up on the side of a sidewalk and parking. Probably they can do it in a lot of spots where Todd and I can't, even though Todd probably does sometimes.
Oh, Todd does
when he's not thinking right, he pulls right up on the park, right up on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I do. I do.
You see where he parked his car today? You don't want to know.
Excuse me, former DA from Tennessee coming through. Former DA from Tennessee coming through. Excuse me, ma'am.
So, Mr. Kunin, you've heard that Mr. Penny speculates that that this is a case, Fred, and that the sheriff's department guy wins. Is that the case?
Yes, and, right. And not only that, it's a true story, so at least I can get something right.
Yeah, because what we were talking about last week is possibly having another category called based on a true story, but it never turned into a case or anything
Are we doing that or not? I don't know.
I'm going to say here is... I'm going to say that I believe this is a true story, and I believe that it turned into a case because I believe that homeowners associations, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say, they're wing nut enough to do something.
Woo!
Okay.
W-N, wing nut.
Wing nut.
They have a tendency to throw their weight around.
Yes, I mean, it's like, it's the person, I don't know, I could probably get in more trouble than the comment is worth, so I'll just leave
it. The dandelion count.
Yes.
How much your grass is separated from the bottom of your fence boards. These are all things that homeowners associations love to deal with.
Everybody wants power, right?
Most of the time it's because they're retired and they're sitting around the table with their coffee going, what are we doing today, Charlie? I don't know. Let's look at some rules.
Yeah, now it's my turn.
They're bored and they're thinking, at long last I have authority or I have power over other people.
President of the homeowner. It's a little medallion.
For all of these reasons, I'm going to say it is definitely a case, and there was a lawsuit brought, and I'm going to say the Homeowners Association loses. You know, I think the police officer wins because unlike any other, look, they may have a better case against a guy who parks his work truck and he works for a construction company or something like that, but this is a vehicle for public safety. a beacon for public safety, if there are regulations that prohibit it from being parked in the garage, and for all that, for all those reasons, I say HOA loses.
Todd, why don't you just say, instead of all the anecdotal discussion you just said, Cal, ditto with Fred, next.
Yeah. Now, here's what's interesting. Homeowners associations wield an unusual amount of power and authority.
True.
And they get away with stuff in a so-called free society that you would think, wait a minute, what flag is flying out of the front of the...
I know.
You can't fly that flag. It's too big or it's too tall. We don't like that flag. Yeah, I mean, they really do an unusual number of things.
Hey, excuse me. Cal's on a soapbox again.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just simply setting up the answer to my case or no case. That's all I'm doing with just a few minutes left. It is
a true story.
But for all those of you who said it was a case,
it is. That's Fred and Todd, and it is.
Yes! High five, Todd. High five. That's points for Todd, Keenan, and I.
The matter was scheduled to go to court.
Good.
Just before that, the Homeowners Association Board, after getting slammed by people who live in the neighborhood for being a bunch of dopes, decided, oh, all right, we'll change our rules.
Nice.
They said the initial ruling was in keeping with our current HOA covenants, but as a board, we listened to our constituents and made the change in the interest of public safety. And so anyway, they made it clear that the ban for beer trucks and stuff like that still stands. But if you're driving a sheriff's vehicle, why, you know, they can let you get
it. Cal, what happens if you're driving a sheriff's vehicle towing a beer truck or a beer trailer?
You couldn't say they're that wrong. Yeah, now, in Minnesota,
yeah,
the beer truck would be robbed. And
all right, that is case or no case. So Todd and I get points.
Yes, you each get 1 point there because you got it all. You got it all right.
No, 2 points. So two each.
All right,
maybe. 2 points each. All right, we'll come back. We're going to talk a little bit about Todd. I don't know what. I think we got to talk about the Washington Post.
Let's do that.
Semi apology. Again, I call it a semi apology, and it's late news and Friday. So we'll discuss that and then talk about animals at the airports. We'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk. We thank you for listening.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit concussionmedicalclinic.com to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. Ah! We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to Letty & Company.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump speaking today at the Conservative Political Action Conference at the National Harbor near Washington. It comes on the heels of his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. In remarks at the conference on Friday, Vice President Mike Pence previewed the White House's talking points, touting Trump's accomplishments since taking office and addressing the recent summit with North Korea. Pence also remarked at length on what appeared to be a core theme throughout the conference, deriding what conservatives consider to be the tenets of socialism.
The moment America becomes a socialist country is the moment that America ceases to be America.
Since becoming president, Trump has used the CPAC platform to speak on base issues, highlighting his accomplishments and railing against his opponents. Democratic presidential contender Bernie Sanders back on the campaign trail, this time for the 2020 presidential election, starting off with a rally today in his native Brooklyn, New York. Tomorrow he'll be in Chicago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
So as you've been living under a rock the past few months, you know about Nick Sandman. Is that how you say his name? Sandman,
whatever.
Was the young man that was in Washington, D.C. with his school, and it was a Catholic apparently a parochial-type school. And we don't need to get into the details of what happened, but basically there was an incident, and there's fingers being pointed who did what. And if you don't know what's going on, go back and read about it. But here's the issue. The issue is he's claimed that he's been defamed by the media and by a number of celebrities who tweeted out and said things that were clearly, to some degree, I mean, clearly meant to defame him or harm him in some way. There's a couple of issues we're going to look at here. The first issue is venue, and we're going to talk about venue. The other issue is defamation. And we've talked about this last week, Todd. We're not going to get in deep details, but clearly there are certain rules on defamation. If you are a known public figure, the amount of proof that you're going to have to bring forth to go after someone for defamation is extremely high. That's all I can generally say. But as a minor child and not, at least at the time, a person that is well-known or a person that is a public figure, which Nick was not at the time, the scrutiny is much lower as to what you have to prove. Okay? And so here's the issue. The issue is he hires lawyers, and they basically put everybody on notice that defamed him basically with money, and said, we're going to go after you for defamation unless you recant and say, hey, you know, we made a mistake, because there's been investigations showing that what was put out in tweets and on in newspapers, et cetera, is not entirely true. So I said 350 for, so the owner of Amazon, Bezos,
yes,
bought the Washington Post for $250 million.
That's right.
And he sued for $250 million the amount for defamation. Is that right, Tom?
That's right. They have picked an amount that equals the purchase price of the publication.
So that is going on. And they never said anything or never came back and apologized or recanted or did anything. So guess what? After the lawsuit occurred, and by the way, they have claimed they are bringing in more people in this lawsuit that did not recant or... And by the way, Kathy Griffin was one that did recant and said she apologized and sorry. And I bring this up 100 times, 1,000,000 times, is... Excuse me, 1,000,000, that's an exaggeration. A lot of times.
Several times.
Several times. 3 times.
No hyperbole here.
But it's because the social media thing, it just gets out, you're guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah.
Because it's just, boom, it hits the social media, and it's all over the place.
And the person who gets the message out first controls the story. That's
exactly
the key point, right?
Exactly right?
Because this was an edited clip. It went out and only showed a little slice of what had actually gone on. The Washington Post, in their non-apology, what they call an editor's note. They didn't even apologize.
I love that.
They called it an editor's note. That's their way of saying, well,
we're forced.
Yeah.
Our lawyers are forcing us to do this.
Right. And we don't want to, but we will.
So they
didn't even apologize. But the simple view of this should always be, if you're involved in a situation, get in front of the story. Get out there on the cutting edge of it, and don't let other people decide what's going to be said.
Well, just as a refresher, I'm going to go over really quickly what the elements for defamation are. Now, look, this is a general statement. What happens in individual states, everything's relatively close. But the first is that the plaintiff, in this case, Sandman, or the parent suing on his child's behalf because he's a minor.
He's 16, I believe.
He's 16. They have to prove that the defendant, Washington Post, made a false or defamatory statement about Sandman. That's the first one. Second, that they have to prove that the defendant, the Washington Post, made this an unprivileged publication to a third party. So posting it in your newspaper would clearly qualify. Third, that the plaintiff has to prove that the publisher acted negligently when they made that post or that statement. Okay. And fourth, in some cases, they have to prove special damages. Now, the thing that is difficult for me to comprehend on the part of the Washington Post is that by the time the unedited portion of the video came forward, it was clear, crystal clear, that the original story that they had posted was not correct. Okay? It was not correct. Now, there is nothing in the elements that I just quoted here that says that offering an apology will negate the elements of the lawsuit.
Well, there are, if you're a public figure, then the scrutiny's higher, though,
well,
on a defamation case.
It's higher, but there's nothing in here about there being, if the accused party apologizes, well, then that's an affirmative defense and this lawsuit goes away. Right?
Right.
So there's nothing here that says that. But the plaintiff in this case, before filing this lawsuit, sent letters to everyone that they intended to sue saying, if you apologize, if you do something, we will back down. And Washington Post, still knowing that their story originally was false, did not take them up on the offer to apologize to avoid a lawsuit. So now you get $250 million lawsuit filed,
but,
and you get this half-you-know-what statement in the editorial trying to circumvent it, but...
Which we're going to talk about.
Too little, too late.
Here's
that's what the lawyer said.
Yeah.
That was the exact reply of the counsel to the Washington Post, Fred, but as he said, too little, too late. And the kind of apology you're talking about is one that is neither slow nor fast. It is a half-fast apology.
That's right.
Yes.
Half-fast.
Yeah.
Well, it goes back to what Washington Post is probably saying. It's a freedom of speech issue, freedom of the press. That is what they're probably hinging their argument on. And they and their original statement after the lawsuit came out is, we're going to vigorously oppose this. Well, again, they came back with a half discussion, and let's talk about what the half. Half discussion, I'm going to say,
yes.
And leave out another adjective.
Well, it's not. It's fast. It's H-A-L-F, period, or space, F-A-S-T.
But neither slow nor fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, editor's note in full. A Washington Post article, first posted online January 19th, reported on January 18th incident that at the Lincoln Memorial. Subsequent reporting, a student statement, and an additional video allow for more complete assessment of what occurred, either contradicting, it doesn't say it did, either contradicting or failing to confirm accounts provided in that story, including the Native American activist Nathan Phillips, was prevented by one student from moving on. And it basically, it starts talking about facts. And
yeah.
It goes on, and it says, a January 22nd correction to the original story reads, earlier versions of the story incorrectly stated or said that the American activist Nathan Phillips fought in the Vietnam War. Phillips said he served in the U.S. Marines, but was never deployed to Vietnam. So they deflect and go off and start talking about Nathan Phillips. I mean, yeah. That was their recant.
They used the squirrel defense. Oh, squirrel. Let's talk about Nathan Phillips. Let's not talk about what we did.
Right.
But the very end of it says the high school student facing Phillips issued a statement contradicting his account. The bishop apologized for statements condemning the students. And most importantly, Fred, they said in their thing of what made him change their story, subsequent reporting, a student statement, and additional video. So they admit in their statement that their reporting was incomplete.
Well, subsequent reporting. No, look at all the stuff. Look at all the video first. And maybe what they should have said is it's alleged. This might not, you kind of say it in a way that these are allegations, may not be true,
right.
But this is what this person's saying.
Yeah, this reminds me of during the election cycle, any election cycle, you see this more where you have these people that are called fact checkers. Right?
Right.
And so you have this, somebody will say something in a debate and then the fact checkers will come out. And then you have fact checkers that check on the facts that show up in stories and whatnot. And my thought is, I'm sorry, I thought fact checking used to be called journalism.
It's standard.
That's what they used
to do. It's standard editorial practice. I've been interviewed for a couple of major publications and they would call me back and say, now our reporter says, this is what you say. Well, what? And I say, well, yeah, that's what I said, and that's what I meant. I mean, you know, that. But they check.
But
ask the hard questions, right?
But let's jump on the journalist side. Nowadays, I think. Hold on, boy, I never do that on radio. But Cal, the main thing that has occurred that has changed journalism to the extreme is what you said, Cal, and that is. You have to. It's all about getting the first one out. And you look back at the Nixon case. You know that man. You got to get that out. Be the first one getting it out. It's so fast now, Cal. They have no time to do full journalism because it's coming out no matter what.
They say, "Well, I saw it on Facebook. Therefore, let's run with what we saw on Facebook instead of vetting what we think we saw."
Don't have time anymore, Cal, to vet.
Think about it.
You've got to have it.
You got a guy for the Washington Post is being scooped by some Yahoo and his own individual blog. That's what they're up against
now. And there's not one or two or ten newspapers that are going to get them. It's millions of people that are going to do it. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the animals in the airport and South Africa lawsuit about a resurrection. Todd has got a lot to say. We'll be right back.
Amen. Coming up. Don't go away. This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
On December 18th, 2017, this young gal, a five-year-old girl with her mom, and I don't want to bring her name up, but was in the Portland International Airport. They were just heading over on an Alaska Airlines flight to Texas. The mom went to go to the bathroom. The daughter was with her older brother, the five-year-old, and apparently they were screaming as she came out and saw her daughter, blood all over her face, that had been apparently, in my opinion, attacked or bit in the face by a pit bull that was allegedly an animal that was, what do you call it?
The emotional support animal.
Apparently had been sitting there. She apparently walked up and said, can I pet your little doggy? And they apparently, allegedly, said yes. And this is all allegations again. And they are now being sued. This individual, Alaska Airlines, and the municipal agency, Port of Portland, for $1.1 million. For negligence, allowing this dog through the airport without being in a crate. I didn't know they're claiming they have to be in a crate. I never see them in a crate. They're always being walked on a leash. And so apparently there has been a lot of issues going on in the airport. Again, I don't fly enough to see it all the time. I see a lot more. I'm telling you, I see more and more animals on airplanes in the airports that I've seen my whole entire life. It's just, it's getting crazy. I mean, again, we're politically neutral here, but there, it's just becoming, I think, an issue for the airlines because now they're having, quote, issues with potty problems with dogs, you know, going potty areas. One dog actually had puppies at the airport. No, it was great and cute, but they had all puppies there, right there in the airport. Another emotional support dog in 2018 on Southwest Airline bit into a little girl's forehead. Another individual sat down next to a person who had a dog, and that dog had 28 stitches, bit him in the face area, and that was Delta Airlines flight departing from Atlanta. You know, it's, so there's issues here.
Well, here's one of the things about the idea behind an emotional support animal and the requirement that the animal be in a crate. And I think this originally comes from the first emotional support animals. And I want to draw a distinction here. We're not talking about service dogs.
Right.
Like the blind individual that
right.
has the dog that has to come in and be with them. We're talking about an animal that an individual claims if they don't have the animal with them for anxiety purposes or whatever, it will make the flight more difficult for them, so they need to have the animal with them so that they can make it through this flight for whatever emotional reasons they have. And I think early on, we're talking about the little Yorkies, the small, the
right.
The animals that could fit inside a crate.
A little carry-on you can put next to.
That the crate could fit in the seat underneath you that's right. no bigger than the carry-on, right? Well, when you're talking about taking a pit bull that in the case of the June 17th one where the man was bit in the face and had 28 stitches,
right.
that was a 70-pound dog, okay? If I go and buy dog food, and the dog food is for a 70-pound dog, I'm buying dog food for what they call a large breed animal.
Right.
Okay? And I just don't think that when they started allowing the emotional support animals in there, that they paid attention to what we call in the legal field often the slippery slope. In terms of what people will try. If you ever hear somebody use the term slippery slope, well, that's a slippery slope. What it means is, well, if I allow this, then they're going to allow that. And then they're going to allow this, and they're going to allow this. And it's like a slippery slope where next thing you know, anything short of a Great Dane can come in. And I just think that this has gone wild.
It's the rule of unintended consequences,
yes.
right? You never know how it's going to work out. But it seems to me that somewhere logic has to start being applied to this support animal scenario. Who's going to do that?
That's heresy, Cal. Logic?
Oh, I'm sorry. would that be an FAA issue? Who would do that?
Yeah, yes, the FAA is part of it, but I think they're going to have to get involved. But I think we also have an issue, and I brought it up earlier in the program. What about those individuals that have allergies to animals being on the plane? It's not just the allergy of the dog sitting next to you. What if you have a person with severe allergies that carries an EpiPen, like they stop doing the peanuts, right? They stop putting peanuts on. By the way, if you want to call and comment 855-LAW. Radio, 855 Law Radio. But what I'm wondering is, what about the seat that the animal was sitting on that has all the fur and the dandruff on it, and that's what these people are allergic to? How's that work?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when we were talking about this, I wanted people to remember, why is it that everybody goes crazy when it comes to air travel? As opposed to any other kind. And what was the comment you made, Fred? You said it's because you can't get away. You're in an enclosed system. And let's think about the effect of that. The air gets circulated. Did you know that before flight air travel, influenza, the flu virus, before air travel was usually maintained in the locale of the world where it started, and it would die out there. But after air travel, that thing's getting sent all over the world. You're in an enclosed system where you're breathing literally the air of other people that are breathing around you because it's in the enclosed system moving around. And the same is true with dander and pet odors. It's all sitting there in this small little tube, and you're breathing all of that, and we talk about logic that Cal was referencing. You're in a situation, though, that if somebody comes on with an allergy, who gets bumped from the flight? Do they bump the support animal? Do they make the emotional support animal find another place? Or do they bump the person with the allergy?
And that's what Candy on the phone wants to talk about. Candy, very quickly, go ahead while we have a minute. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Candy.
Yes, I'm the one that have highly allergic to animal.
Right.
And I couldn't have any plane, any animal next to me.
Right, right. So what happens? Have you ever had any issues with an animal next to you that
I couldn't breathe. Within 5 minutes, I have to call the ambulance.
And what happened?
So this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Having animal on the plane.
So this happened to you on an airplane, Candy? Is that correct?
No. I hardly get on the airplane.
Oh, okay.
But
sure.
So it happened to me when I went to the animal shelter. That's how I found out that I have highly allergic.
Okay, and so if you're on a plane and you're stuck in a silver tube with recirculated air, it could be a big problem. Well,
exactly.
Thank you. Thanks, Candy.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call,
Sharon. I went to have the allergic test.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the doctor told me I couldn't have any animal next to me at all. Even the air, the saliva, it
anything.
Will tickle me.
Nothing.
That I couldn't breathe.
Fascinating. Candy, thank you so much. We appreciate
the
call.
Yeah, good. And that raises an interesting issue because I am positive that I have flown on flights where there have been emotional support animals either there or somebody had flown in that flight prior. Did they ever make an announcement? Have you ever been on a flight where somebody has made an announcement to the folks getting on? By the way, a passenger who just deplaned prior to your coming on here had an emotional support animal. And in the case of somebody like Candy, who is highly allergic to something, and they get in there in a situation. You know what's going to really cause this to happen and to change for the airlines is when they get hit in the pocketbook. When from a financial standpoint, it becomes more profitable for them to capitulate and pay attention to the persons affected by allergic reactions or whatever, as opposed to the emotional support folks. That's where it's going to be a pocket.
But people will come at them from both sides.
They will.
Yeah, right.
And this is where this is coming from. People who love animals. By the way, Todd has three cats that are
around.
I have three dogs that actually the last one just passed away for 13, 14 years. Love my dogs. But it comes down to where's the balance here? That's all we're asking. Where's the balance? Well, I think Todd's right. The lawsuits are going to start flying. Now, let me tell you about lawsuits, about animal bites. By the way, in California, it's what's called strict liability. Doesn't matter. The first bite, that's it. You're liable. But guess what? In other states, there's what's called a first bite rule. Well, some states will say, well, you had to know the dog had bitten before or that type of thing. But, you know, how does it apply in the air? I don't know yet. I mean, now I know if it's in California or another state, the strict liability, then that's what's going on. But interesting stuff. We're going to find out what happens. I guarantee we'll be talking about this some other time. Cal's got 30 seconds left. I want to talk about really quick. But hey, give me 30 seconds for Instagram famous emotional support animal. Guess what it is? What's one of the more famous ones?
A parakeet.
Peacock. There's a peacock.
No.
A guy tried to claim he wanted to bring his peacock on. He was upset because that was his emotional support animal. We'll be back. We don't want to talk about emotional support animals anymore.
Stay tuned. Hour number two of Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.